Thanks so much for tuning into this episode of the show. This is the Brown Vegan Podcast. I'm Monique, and I enjoy interviewing guests about veganism, overall wellness, and vegan entrepreneurship. This is truly a lifestyle podcast. If you're enjoying the show, please take a moment and leave a review to help others find us. You can leave a review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Also, come hang out with me on YouTube. I'm Brown Vegan over there for recipes and vegan tips. And as always, you can get the show notes and everything we mentioned in this episode at brownvegan.com.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hey, I am here for a solo episode, y'all. It's been so long since I've done one. Definitely haven't done one in 2023. So let's catch up. Let's chat. Let me let you know what's going on and what to look forward to with the show going forward and all of that jazz. So I have to start off by saying that I actually thought about leaving this show, this podcast, in 2022. There was a big part of me that did not want to continue, and it had nothing to do with the show and everything to do with what was going on in my personal life. As always, I always like look up to people who are able to, when their lives are upside down, they're still able to push through and show up. I am just not one of those people. You know, it's a good thing and it's a bad thing, because I feel like I'm derailing my life and I'm not getting to where I want to be when it comes to this business because of it. You know, it holds me back. So 2021 was a really good year for me when it comes to like sponsorships and just making money. I felt like it was a great year. But 2022 was struggle bus. You know, I would get a couple of sponsorships here and there, but overall it was not enough to, you know, maintain a lifestyle. And I think that that's kind of like the dark side of influencing that people don't necessarily talk about. It's like you can just be like having all these windfalls and you're doing your thing, and then it just dries up. And when it dries up, I'm telling you, it really, really dries up. And so that's where I was. And I was in this place where I wasn't sure what I wanted to do. I didn't really want to, you know, quit, but I also felt like I didn't have a choice because I needed to pay my bills. I also had some things going on in my personal life that was really affecting me, and so because of that, I was just like, you know what, it's time to move on. And as soon as I said that I was ready to move on, about 20 people that I wanted to interview came to mind, and I was like, no, I can't leave this show. I gotta figure out a way to keep going. It may not be consistent for a little while, but I gotta figure it out. And so what I did is I took a break, some time to find a job, a full-time job. And I'm so thankful. I really like my job. I have great hours, great benefits. I feel real secure in it. I really, really like it. And so I went back to working full-time. And so that's why it hasn't been super consistent with the show, because with going back working full-time, I just had to kind of figure out the schedule that works for me. It's a different energy when you're able to, you know, pay your bills, and it doesn't feel like a sense of urgency that you have to show up necessarily. And that's how I was kind of feeling about the podcast. Like, I wanted to continue to do it, and I'm so glad that I'm continuing to do it, but I had to figure out a way to make it work, because dedicating 40 hours to someone else and then only basically having your evenings and weekends and you want to do other things, it's kind of hard sometimes to figure out where you want to add that time, you know. So I had to like shift as far as, you know, pitching people, doing interviews and all of that. Last year I had an editor for my show that he would edit these episodes, and then I also had an assistant that would help me like pitch and write blog posts and just really help this podcast flow. And when I decided not to work with them for 2023, it really put everything on my shoulders. And I was just like, what am I going to do now? Like, how am I going to continue to do the show? And so I started to think about the things that I felt like were a lot of work, and so that I could just focus on like keeping it bare minimum, like no edits if I can. I don't have to do intros, as you probably have noticed that I haven't really been doing intros lately. So I had to figure out a way to make it like more bare bones so that I can really just show up here, have these conversations, link to a few things, and just keep it pushing, because I really didn't have the bandwidth, like mentally and just like my time. I just didn't really have the time. And so that's what it looks like now. As you can see, it's like more raw, uncut episodes. And it's funny because I didn't realize until after I start working with my editor that he really wasn't editing out a lot. You know, it was more so he would do some of the ums and he would put the ads in and that type of thing. But overall, it wasn't really like he was editing out the conversation. I was already having raw conversations and didn't even know that. And so I didn't have him anymore. And I do plan to get my editor and assistant back next year. I really, really want to have them on board. But at the same time, I really needed to focus on my finances. And a part of focusing on my finances comes to me getting rid of credit card debt. Last year, y'all, I accumulated over $7,000 of credit card debt. So when I started really looking at hardcore, like getting onto a budget, trying to figure out where my money was going and what I was doing, I had no business paying for a team when I really was struggling like that. I decided that, you know what, I need to spend the rest of this year and a few months of 2024 to just get my money in order, get my shit in order. And so that's what I'm doing, just gradually paying off the credit card debt that I accumulated last year. During those dry spells, you got to pay your bills, you got to keep things going. And so that's what it looks like. I hate that I have the debt, but it is what it is. And I'm doing the snowball method. So I'm just paying off one card at a time. I'm not focusing on interest rate, just more so the smallest balance and then working my way up. It just feels the best to me. And so that's what I'm doing. As far as family goes, my kids, I have three sons, if you don't know. I cannot believe my youngest just graduated. He's going into the Navy next month. Actually, tomorrow's the 1st of August. So next month, he's going into the Navy. And I cannot believe that all three of my sons are grown. Like, where did the time go? It's just nuts. I just can't believe it. I just think about it sometimes and I'm just like, man, you know, I wish I held them a little longer when they were younger. You know, if you got some babies, make sure you hold your babies tight, because the time really does go fast. My mom did not lie about that. She was like, you're going to wake up and they're going to be grown. And that's exactly what happened. I am also on a weight loss journey, which sounds kind of weird, I know, because people are like, oh, you're a vegan, you don't need to lose weight. Child, I need to lose weight, okay? I am a vegan that likes processed food, wine and naps. And it shows. And because of that, I've been working out Monday through Friday. I get up before I go to work, go work out, and the weight is coming off. I'm only down 10 pounds so far, but I'm really looking forward to seeing what the results will be later. I feel like the funny thing about being on like a weight loss journey is when it comes to food, a lot of times you're eating like the same things all day long. And that's how it's been for me, because it's just convenient. And I just choose things that I really like to eat. And so that includes like having vegetable, you know, stir fries and rice and quinoa and huge salads with like beans and avocado, just all of the good things. So I've been doing that. Something that I didn't expect to like, I actually like chia pudding, and I've been eating that for breakfast every morning. I thought I would not like chia pudding because I don't like rice pudding and tapioca and boba teas. Is it called boba tea? Boba tea? I don't like any of those because I don't like the texture. So I just, for all these years, have avoided chia pudding. but I made it one day and I really like it. So what I've been doing is putting like a half a cup of blueberries and strawberries in there. And then I put a little bit of chopped walnuts and a little bit of peanut butter. And it's just so good. And it keeps me satisfied until lunch. So I really, really enjoy eating that. I've also been drinking 80 ounces of water. When I first started drinking that, I was like, that's insane. There's no way I'm going to be able to do that. So far, so good. It's been great. It's a great way to kind of like naturally suppress your appetite too, because a lot of times, you know how it is, we think we're hungry, but really we're just thirsty. So that's been really good for me. What else when it comes to weight loss? Oh, you know, another thing that I've been using that is like that surprised me that I actually like this. It's an app where I'm actually tracking what I eat. Like what I eat in my activity. And that actually has been working really good, because I, for the longest time, didn't want to do that because I was just like, that's kind of weird. But what I realize is that, man, we eat a lot of food. Like we just be eating. Like you get a plate and just put all this food on there, and then we go back for seconds. Like I didn't realize how much food I was eating until I started really paying attention. And it's not from like a place of like, oh, I'm depriving myself. It's more so of an awareness. And I was blown away when I started really paying attention to what I was consuming. And so that has been really helpful for me. It's all about like making like true lifestyle changes and not like just doing something because I want to lose weight. Losing weight is definitely a priority for me, but it's not like something that has to happen tomorrow. You know, I want it to be a lifelong. I want to be someone who eats a lot of whole ingredients. You know, I love vegan sausage and some of the chicken patties and things like that. But overall, I want to have a lifestyle where it's mostly plants. Like I want to get to the point where it's like 85% plants, you know? So yeah, that's how it's been when it comes to the weight loss journey. On a future episode, I'll update you guys on that as far as more details about what I did once I actually do it. It was a part of me that wanted to share this online. But honestly, these days, I've been really just enjoying life off of social media, and not because I hate it, because I love it. I think it's a great tool, you know, especially for someone who is trying to build a brand and business. But I just noticed that for like the last several months that I just been more at peace not being on there. I know I can't be the only one feeling like this, you know, just not watching other people and what they're doing is like having my own thoughts and my own creativity. So I've really been enjoying that. And you know, I'll probably get to the point where I do go back and start posting things, but it probably won't be something that I'm just like hanging out on social media, because I feel like for years that's what I've been doing, is just like hanging out. And this year I just actually like to spend time doing other things instead. And one of those other things is reading. I've been reading a lot more than I have in the last few years this year, which has been amazing. I just finished a book called The 12-Week Year, which I feel like has changed my perspective on time. You know how a lot of times we look at the year, we plan our life based on a year, but with a 12-week year, you actually look at 12 weeks like it's a year. So you plan it, and it just puts a sense of urgency on your goals. And I'm really, really enjoying this. It's kind of like in my mind, like a productivity system. I'm really enjoying that. So that has been really helpful for me. But I actually just started this book. It's called Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. I feel like I read this book. It's funny because I'm like, I started reading it over the weekend, and I feel like I read this book like 10 years ago. And I think I did, but I don't really remember the details. And I just feel like it's so timely, because I just have like major issues with just pushing ahead. Like I have all these thoughts and these goals and these plans, and then sometimes I just get in my head. Well, a lot of times I get in my head. And so I'm looking forward to just seeing what strategies are in this book to kind of help me overcome some of that. And just reading and learning overall, I'm really looking forward to that for the rest of the year. So yes, I think that's pretty much it. I just wanted to do a catch-up episode because I haven't done a solo one in so long. And I just want to thank you so much for being here. You can expect weekly episodes. My goal is to put out episodes on Wednesdays, but if they're not, they'll come out. you'll get one once a week is my goal. I'm trying to stick to that as much as I can. And, you know, just kind of, it's kind of different because I'm doing everything myself. So I know that I'm behind on doing blog posts and things like that. But at this point, it's kind of like, I just really want to focus on being consistent, like getting the episodes out to you. So yeah, thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate you. I'm thankful for you. It's funny because this podcasting is just so unique in a way that I could just come on here and talk to you, but I don't get that instant feedback like, you know, Instagram or YouTube. And so it actually helps me be a little more open because I know that people don't necessarily come to me. They can't say anything to me. And I kind of like that. It allows me to be a little more open with you, a little more vulnerable, and probably talk about things that I necessarily wouldn't talk about on other platforms. So I just appreciate you being here. And I'm just so thankful that you continue to stick by me when I don't even feel like sometimes I stick by myself. But I'm glad you're here. Until next time, I will talk to you actually next week. I have a new episode for you. So talk to you later. Holla.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.